Hey everyone, this is Gary Kemp. Very excited to be talking to you today about the upcoming E4 experience, which is coming up really quickly here. It's going to be in Boston, September 10th. It's going to be an amazing event. We haven't been to Boston in a couple of years. The E4 experience is the premier distributor event. It's a regional event, but it really is sort of like a mini trade show with a lot of education. And check it out. You just scan that QR code that's sitting right there in front of your screen on the bottom left-hand side of your screen. You can enter on your mobile device really quickly. Even while you're watching this, it's that easy. And I actually asked both Dan Smith and John Riley from Exertus Almo, who puts on the E4 experience, to join me today. I want to pitch the first question to you, John, because we all know what the E4 experience is. I mean, it's 15 years and running. But I'd love for you to kind of give us an overview of kind of what to expect at this year's event. I mean, historically, it's been, 50 or so vendors that have little trade show booths. A lot of the stuff that people haven't seen if they didn't go to InfoComm, they get to see there, and a separate educational thing. But you always do something special. So why don't you kick it off and tell me what we can expect at the event?
Yeah, so for those of you, thank you, Gary. And for those of you out there that don't know what an E4 experience is, it's well known throughout the AV industry as a most valuable free one-day traveling education tech event for Almo integrators, resellers, consultants, and even their end user customers are invited to the show. The four E's stand for education, expo, explore, and engage. And we typically travel to four cities throughout the year, two in the spring and then two in the fall.
Yeah, so. And it's more than just the four E's mean something, right? I mean, the reason why it's called the E4 experience is because of the four, but also the fact that it's an experience. It's not just like a typical distributor thing, John. I mean, there's a lot more to it. I mean, there is a trade show element to it, but people are actually showing their stuff rather than a lot of these small events, you see a lot of static display stuff.
Oh yeah, everything will be live. Everything will be functional. You'll see the latest DVLED walls. You'll see some of the latest MTR stuff, MTR rooms. Anything that, and that's what we pride ourselves in, is, and our vendors, is that if there's something new, we want it there. And our vendors know that that's where they want to showcase it, because they are reaching so many people, including end users, at some of these events.
And one of the E's, Dan, is education. John alluded to MTR stuff being there. That was one of the most popular, the last time we did the E4 experience, that was by far one of the most popular classes, the MTR class. Tell us about what we can expect for education in Boston.
Yeah, well, the education element has become more and more important and has been a key element for attracting more and more people. Actually, we have a graphic where we can help the audience see what all is available to them.
Yeah,
and actually, the first part of that graphic is you, Gary, right?
Yeah.
You help us educate through a keynote.
I love doing the keynote at this event. The crowd is awesome, and it's also an opportunity for them to learn something new. I try to be future forward thinking, but there's more education there. I mean, you can earn 10 to 12 CTSRUs if you spend all day there.
Yep. And actually, your 9 cool products and 4 cool new technologies is worth 1 RU just attending that keynote. Yep. And then you do a tour, which is also get CTU credits, mm-hmm. and being smart about smart buildings. So you have 3 things that you deliver in our classes. we invited Microsoft in, and Microsoft does a class on AI. Fascinating. If you haven't attended, one of the highest attended classes. We also have our training people in attendance, where they talk about modern meeting room design, basic acoustics for meeting rooms. We also talk about autism. So for DEI, we talk about autism and AV. It's becoming a more and more highly attended subject, as a lot of people have that touch their lives. And then we also talk about monetizing digital signage. And then there's 2 technical classes about using AutoCAD. There's a basic class and an advanced class. So there are a lot of classes available in addition to the products that we show.
Yeah. And so there's that set of people that go for the show, the product. They want to see the product. There's a set of people that go for the education, right? I mean, I think there's another event where you can earn, 10 to 12. I say 10 to 12 because it depends on, we have classes running concurrently. So it's hard to earn the full CTS because you have to be in the class. Right. And a lot of people that do go to the education, but there's some people that show up for the free breakfast and the free lunch and to see people like you, John, which is another part of the E. is the people. They're all the Exertus Almo people are what makes the difference in the E4 ultimately.
Well, absolutely. And what we've noticed with a lot of our events too, it's not just us that they're seeing, they're networking amongst their peers, which is invaluable. Sometimes they don't see each other unless they're at an Infocom or an event like ours.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, Dan, I think you put that really well with in talking about your national sales meeting that you had last week, and that how focused you are on the team and bringing this, it's sort of the vibe or the experience that you have just being around your team to the attendees at the E4 experience.
Yeah, I think Exertus Almo is famous for their culture. We treat our internal employees with a lot of respect. We treat our manufacturers with a lot of respect. And of course, that you know, is pervasive when we engage our customers too. Because ultimately, it takes Exertus Almo, the employees, the manufacturers, and the integrators to accomplish that end user deal. So we're really all one team.
Okay. And John, let's talk about the vendors really quickly, because you have some important vendors that make this event happen.
Yes. Again, we have all of the display, you know, display manufacturers that we distribute from the DB LED side, like Absin and LG and Samsung, Infoled, and to the projector companies that we distribute. Panasonic will be there. They'll have live products. They'll have 21x9 products that'll be firing. They'll have Epson has a lot of cool education products. Boston is a big education show for us because all the universities that are located in that area, and we do get a lot of draw from those universities.
Yeah, and you mentioned 21x9. Obviously, MTR has made a big difference there with the wider screen, but also a lot of people are starting to put in 21x9 in just regular presentation applications and in sort of immersive applications. You mentioned Epson because of the fact they have that in a projector form, but you also see it in the number of the flat screens. But you also have all those accessory companies. I mean, you've got a piece of everything there, the new audio technologies there, the new new video tech. I mean, there's, like I said, there's more than 50 vendors.
Yeah, and we also have some cool other products that they get to see. We have drones, we have AI, we have XR headsets that people don't get to see often, and that it is part of some of the classroom environments and some of the university.
It's an emerging market for sure. There's probably not a university that isn't thinking about security, and a big part of that is the drone market. And then of course there's always the sort of like just the experience of being around other people. You don't get to do this very often. So if you don't get to go to an Infocom show, you don't get to go to other events, this is a great way to kind of do an event in a very different way. And by the way, you do not have to be an integrator to be invited to this event. You can be an end user. If you're one of those universities, one of those K-12 institutions, one of the corporations that's in the area, the Exertus Almo show welcomes you to come September 10th in Boston. And it's an easy way to sign up. You can scan that QR code, or you can go to e4experience.com. And for those of you who are watching this, we are going to be coming to the West Coast on October 8th in Anaheim, California. Stay tuned for a different broadcast of different rants and raves about that. Dan, I want to thank you for coming on here, and thanks for everything you do for the industry. And John, of course, you're a legend in the industry with regard to what you've done with Exertus Almo over the years. And a lot of people come to see what color tie you're going to be wearing. So we're always excited to see what John's going to bring next. But anyway, thanks for watching, everyone. Of course, you can learn more about Exertus Almo, exertusalmo.com. But E4 Experience, all of it is wrapped up on one side at e4experience.com. Thanks for watching, everybody. Have a great day. Rants and Raves.